I could hardly wait all week long to share tonight's erotic story with you. It's one of my favorites. You'll soon hear why. It's Friday night fun, baby. And whether it's just you and me or you have a little company tonight, I promise to make your Friday night fun. And if you want a little extra help, check out my special offer from my friends at adamandeve.com. They really know what we like. Go to adamandeve.com and enter offer code Friday at checkout and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Plus, they throw in 3 free adult DVDs, free mystery gift, and free shipping on your entire order. It doesn't get much better than that. Remember, use offer code Friday to get this deal. And now here's tonight's erotic story coming at ya.
You okay? A text message rattles my phone as soon as I walk out of the courthouse. This is the last of the divorce proceedings since I signed those papers 8 months ago. Jerry and I shook hands like war buddies. We are now both free. The day before, my sister called to check up on me with a sunny proposition. Come to California for a week. Apparently, her company has set her up in one of these luxury townhouses in Los Angeles for a month. It's like a cruise ship, except you're not floating on water. The townhouse complex is a village unto itself. Everything you could want. There's a clubhouse, 3 swimming pools, 2 tennis courts, fitness center. She listed off every amenity known to man. Don't embellish, Susie, because I'll kill you if I arrive at a Motel 6. I laugh. Check your email, she says, and hangs up. Sure enough, she's bought my plane ticket. Below the itinerary, she writes, "It's a done deal. You're coming. Love, Susie, aka the best sister in the whole galaxy." 3 days later, by the airport curbside, I await the galaxy's best sister to find me. She shows up in a red convertible with a matching wide-brimmed hat. "Hello, free rider." She takes off her sunglasses. "Susie, you're not wearing any clothes." I peer down, noticing her red 2-piece bikini. She winks and pops the trunk. "It's open." The drive to the complex is relatively unencumbered with traffic. "That's because you show up before noon. Otherwise, the freeway is hellacious," she says, taking off her hat and handing it to me. "So, Free Willy, are we going to have good fun this week?" She nods her head, as if to prompt me to do the same. "Correct answer is, yes, Susie, darling, best sister in the Milky Way, absolutely." I laugh and shake my head. She already knows I think she's crazy. Coming out of the parking garage, we see the clubhouse. Above it is the state-of-the-art fitness center that looks out onto the pool. "And there's the jacuzzi," she gestures as she lowers her sunglasses to peek at a man soaking by himself. "Howdy," she waves flirtatiously. He smiles, toasting her with his beer. "How are we today, pretty ladies?" He speaks with a slight twang. "Oh, Peachy," Susie points to me. "Roger, this is my sister, who's come to pay me a visit from Chicago." I nod and smile silently. Susie looks at me for 1 second and then takes the rein. "Her name is Rita." Taken aback, I look at her, a bit confused, and then I dart Roger a warmer smile. Obviously, the game has started, and I am now launched into Susie's odyssey. "Good to make your acquaintance, Rita," the man beams. "Roger here is from South Carolina." Susie addresses me in a polite, knowing tone. "Now, what part of South Carolina is it again, Roger?" "I tell you, my memory is beginning to fail me," she giggles softly. "There now, young Miss Claire, how could that be possible?" "Wait, Charlottesville, right?" He nods. "I'm here on business, which I dare say is not a bad deal at all." He looks at Susie, who I now discover is supposed to be Claire, and the man invites us to join him. "You're already suited up there, Miss Claire. Easy enough to just jump in. Water's perfect." "Can't right now, Roger. Gotta take Rita here back up to my place. Just arrived 15 minutes ago." "Oh, of course. Well, welcome, Miss Rita. I hope you enjoy your visit, and I'll see you ladies at the pool sometime, right?" Susie clicks her heels and salutes with the brim of her hat. "Aye, aye, Roger." The man laughs and looks at me. "Your sister here is sure something." "Rita? Claire?" I drop my bag on her bed. "It's a vacation, darling," she says coolly, searching for a bottled water as she speaks with a southern drawl. "The part about Chicago? At least that's true. I'm afraid I won't be able to keep up with your story, Suze. I look at her incredulously. What did I say in the car, Free Willy? We're gonna have us some good fun this week, right? She winks and undoes her bikini top, walks to the terrace, and sits on the lounging chair to sunbathe topless. The following day, Susie, aka Claire, spends the whole day at work, leaving me to fend for myself. By evening, her texts read like a clarion call. Working late, but for you, it's time to have fun, Rita. So I decide to fit into one of Susie's sexier bikinis and head down towards the clubhouse. It's 8 o'clock. The pool area is lit, but surprisingly deserted. I turn on the jet stream to the jacuzzi and slowly make my way down each step, feeling the heat of the water and the steam rising against the cool air. Where is everyone? I say aloud. My words must have the effect of rubbing the genie out of the bottle, because suddenly I hear footsteps behind me. He circles the perimeter of the jacuzzi and settles in front of me. A 6-foot-tall black man with well-defined physique, full lips, long lashes, and a sharp jawline. What a piece of specimen, I think to myself, using one of Susie's playful quips. I see his smile lit up by the light emanating from the pool. Wait, is this the same guy that caught my eye at the gym this morning? Suddenly, I hear Susie's words trailing off in my ear. We're gonna have us some good fun. Indeed, sister. Indeed. I saw you this morning, I say, breaking the ice. At the gym, he nods, seeming to recognize me. Right, I smile. Water's warm, unknots my back. I squeeze my shoulder with my hand and circle my head. My hair clip drops, releasing my hair down to my breast, framing my face. Oops, there it went. Noticing the clip, now forever lost in the bubbles of the jacuzzi. Wait, he says, inching close to help me find it. Lost cause, I laugh. 1 second. He stands up and maneuvers his body in front of me. Stay still. His frame encircles me as he leans closer, groping the seat space on either side of me. I sit with my legs extended in between his feet. He lowers himself closer to reach. I could see soft hairs on the contours of his chest, almost touching my face. This water is nice, I whisper, feeling his inner thighs touch my legs. He looks directly at me, smiling. He seems to understand. Very nice, he whispers back. Cloaked by the bubbles, my hand seems emboldened. I reach for his groin under the water. His eyes lit up. Lady, you've got balls. I feel Susie's words flow out of my mouth. Not like yours. The floodgates swing open. He kneels in front of me, and his hands, almost forcefully, part my legs. There is no turning back now. Squeezing my upper thighs, then my buttocks, he moves up to rip my thongs from my hips. Its strings bubble to the surface. Invisible under the jet stream, his fingers work their way inside me. You're wet, he whispers. We both are, I whisper back. He shakes his head. No, yours is holy water. I laugh, but the man is intent. Calmly, he pulls his trunks down. I stare at his muscular arms as he pulls my hips to the edge of the seat. Then, grabbing my arm, he leads my hand to the girth of his erection. My mouth begins to dry. Splitting my thighs wider still, he tugs my back further down, moving my pelvis closer to his penis. I feel the water level rise to my shoulder. He is going to pull me to the bottom, I thought, as my hand excitedly leads his cock to my body's entry point. He slides inside me like a satin rod, pulling in and out. We are a tempest, violent, splashing as he swims through my body against the tide. He pummels himself deep inside me as I float in ecstasy. Water rises now to my ear. I won't be able to breathe. Suddenly, he pulls my hair hard as his face winces in orgasm. My head tilts up, away from the water, and I gasp. Breathing deeply, I feel his release, a deep warmth against the power of the jet stream. Then, it stops. The jacuzzi timer clicks off. Water calms to a standstill, and we find ourselves on opposite sides, with the pool light revealing our naked parts. Our faces rest motionless. Then, as if some treasure trove beckons, excitement worms its way out of stillness, and he dives into the middle, his whole body submerged. After a few seconds, he resurfaces. He lunges for me, twirling my hair and pinning it like a crown on top of my head with a clip. "Found it, princess," he laughs. "Amazing," I cry triumphant. "By the way, call me Rita."
Oh, wow. That made me so hot. I mean, I didn't see that coming. Did you? And I'm so excited. I just got a new vibrator from AdamandEve.com. Have you used my special offer code to order yours yet? Remember, use the code Friday, and they tell me it still works. All you do is order almost any item from AdamandEve.com and use the offer code Friday at checkout. Magically, they will take 50% off almost every item, give you free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, even throw in a little surprise gift. And if you order now, it just might even be here in time for next week's story. And guys, if you want to show her you really care, yeah, you can use that offer code too. Just don't forget the batteries. So go online to AdamandEve.com and our offer code Friday at checkout. And if you like these stories, show me a little love. Give me some good feedback. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast. I want to keep this little journey going as long as I can.